Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
It was recently reported that Jerry Seinfeld was quoted as saying, "I think, on a very drawn-out scale, I think I'm on the spectrum," when he was speaking to NBC's Brian Williams on Thursday's Nightly News. What he was referring to was the autism spectrum. My next guest is Dr. Michael Cameron. He's a nationally recognized autism expert. We're going to talk about Jerry's admission and the broadness of how big this spectrum is. Dr. Cameron, what did you think of that? What did you think of Jerry Seinfeld coming out and saying he thinks he might be on the spectrum? Do you agree with him?
You know, I watched the segment and the interview, and my sense was that Jerry Seinfeld was recognizing in himself some of the characteristic and elements that we see in individuals with autism spectrum disorder. I think his intention was admirable, and I think he was just recognizing in himself some of the characteristics and just bringing awareness to that. And I think it was a process of self-reflection and self-evaluation. And I know certainly well that there are a number of people in the autism community that would find that rather insulting. To compare himself to children and adults that have a legitimate diagnosis. But my sense was that his intention was just to bring recognition to his own characteristics and things that may motivate his own behavior.
So then, all right, so we'll move on from Jerry, and we'll cut him some slack. Anytime you say anything, you can offend somebody out there and at the same time raise awareness. So now that he has raised awareness, it's up to you to elaborate on that awareness and kind of define the spectrum, because it seems to me that this spectrum is getting bigger and bigger, and it's almost including all human behavior. So how big is the spectrum, and, you know, where does it start? Where does it end?
Well, at this point, the Centers for Disease Control report that 1 in 68 individuals are on the spectrum, and that we also know that males are 5 times more likely than females to be diagnosed. So that's the scope in terms of the prevalence of the diagnosis. I should also add that has been increased by about 30% since 2012. So the implication here, you know, for the listeners on the line, Dr. Kaskel, is that, you know, there's a listener that either has an individual family member that is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, or has a neighbor or knows somebody that is. So we see an increasing prevalence of individuals being diagnosed. And another thing I want to pick up on that you just mentioned is the prevalence of this. And of interest is that it's highest in New Jersey at this point. There's 1 in 45 children on the spectrum in New Jersey. That was followed closely a couple of years ago by the state of Utah. So it raises some interesting questions. Why is it that this diagnosis is increasing, and why in certain geographical areas are we seeing it more than in other geographical areas?
Well, so you asked the question. You may not have the answer, but can you provide a educated guesstimate why that might be?
You know, one of the things that I do is follow really closely the work of different scientists and researchers around the country. One person I've really got my eye on and have spoken to personally a number of times, especially over the last year, is Dr. Daniel Geschwin out of University of California. And one of the things that he tells us is that there is not just one kind of autism. There are probably many, many kinds of autism, not just one uniform theme that is cutting across all individuals. With respect to cause, I'll tell you that some of the things that are being looked at are genetic predispositions in terms of the presentation of the symptomology, implicated there are gene mutations. That's something that's being looked at very closely and being discovered by Dr. Geschwind out of UCLA. Also, environmental stresses are being implicated as well. The age of parents, and that's of interest to me. The older the male is and the older the female is, it seems to be correlated with the higher probability of autism spectrum disorder. And then finally, we have other environmental factors such as air pollution and toxins in the environment. So I think what we're finding, Dr. Kaskel, is that these researchers and scientists around the country are honing in on the causes, and there's evidence that there's not one cause or not one way to come in contact with the diagnosis, but through many variables.
I didn't know the risk of being older and having children. So let's kind of tease that out a little bit. Would that just speak more towards the fact that if you've lived longer and been exposed to more toxins in our air, our water, our food, that somehow that's getting into our genetic material? Or, you know, how is that passed on?
Yeah, one of the variables being implicated is the decrement of the male sperm. So mm-hmm. as the male ages, there's a decrement in the sperm, and that is being implicated in terms of a cause. But certainly what you're suggesting as well, in terms of the older you are, the more contact you are coming with, more contact you're making with environmental factors such as pollutants and toxins as well, whether that be through food, or whether it be through the air quality and the environment, you know, these are the kinds of variables that are being examined at this point.
Not to mention the hundreds of pharmaceuticals that are found in our drinking water. I mean, we live in a ridiculously filthy world. I mean, it's, you know, the toxins in our air. You know, there's probably 1,000 in our water, in our foods. So it's amazing that we are it's amazing that most of us are healthy, to me.
It's interesting that you're saying that, and I happen to agree with you. You know, I follow your work, I follow your show, and
you're the only one, but thank you.
You've got a fan here. But for kids in the spectrum, you know, it's a great curiosity here. You know, why is it that so many of these kids have gastrointestinal problems? You know, about 70% of these kids are presenting and going to their pediatricians and going to their primary care docs and presenting with the untreatable, protracted gastrointestinal problems. And then there's a high comorbidity among these individuals as well, presenting with psychiatric diagnoses, you know, such as obsessive compulsive disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So the comorbidities and the varying presentations of these individuals just makes me believe, too, you know, that it's through, you know, environmental disruptions and pollutants that we're seeing a lot of these presentations.
So we have 60 seconds left. What would you like to say to our audience to sum up what we've talked about for the last 9 minutes?
I think that the, you know, the awareness of autism is important. You know, in fact, we got Pope Francis this Saturday at the Vatican, you know, hosting an international conference on developmental disorders. He's got 650 people coming from 57 countries, and I think the awareness is critical.
Great. Dr. Cameron, thank you for coming on the show. You can learn more information at www.pacificchildrenandchildandfamily.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you to never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well. We'll